And ladies and gentlemen, we are here for our final interview of the event, and I'm being joined by Peter Robinson, the director of youth hockey for the Washington Capitals. Peter, thank you for your time, and thank you for doing this event here today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great event. We were really excited to be out here at Ridge Road in Montgomery County to cut the ribbon and officially open this rink that will now be available for the community to be able to play hockey.
Now, why don't you detail what the Washington Capitals have been doing, not just here in Germantown, Maryland with the Ridge Road Park rink, but at all other rinks that they've been doing this for?
Sure. So this is a project that was started back in 2015. The Capitals received a grant from the NHL and the NHL Players Association to grow the game in our community and provide access to the sport of hockey. So along with working with local public school systems and donating street hockey equipment to the schools, writing a curriculum and training the physical education teachers, we've also been working with the local municipalities to refurbish existing outdoor street hockey rinks and also build brand new outdoor street hockey rinks for the community to be able to use, and for kids to be and adults to be able to have a safe place to play year round.
Now, it's known that this took a 2-year process to get to where we are today with this rink here at Ridge Road Park. Why don't you go over like some of the logistics of what had to go, what some of the processes were to get to where we are today?
Yeah, I mean, it was just under 2 years. Just the initial outreach and conversation with Montgomery County is kind of where everything starts. And you know, you have this existing facility. Here's something that we would like to offer in terms of fixing up and refurbishing it. So then it becomes meetings with the recs department, the foundation, and then also the facility managers, so that we can go through, do some site visits, see exactly the logistics of what it's going to take to make it to where it is today. So it's just a long process in terms of those meetings. But from the initial phone call and meeting we had with Montgomery County, it was they were all in. We were on the same page right away. They were excited to be able to to have this facility refurbished, and we're actually in the process of doing the planning the Dewey Park reconstruction as well, and offered, said, hey, would you be interested in putting a rink at this location as well, which we were really excited about. So not only did we meet and talk about this facility here at Ridge Road, we also had a discussion about Dewey Park, and now we have a brand new facility at both.
Nice. Now, one of the things is, and I can say this as somebody who has played at this rink for years, I've coached here, and there are some massive differences, obviously, not just on the rink surface itself, but amongst the benches itself. It's now more ADA accessible. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the changes to the bench area and the penalty boxes?
Yeah, this facility, I believe, was built somewhere in between 2001 and 2003. So it's been here for a while. It's been battered by the elements, and the board system was starting to wear down. The fencing was starting to bubble. The surface was starting to crack, and like you mentioned, the bench area was not zero threshold. You had to step up to get into the benches and step down in order to get onto the playing surface. So it was not ADA accessible. And that was one of the first things that we talked about with Montgomery County. That was one of their goals. And so we came in, we partnered with Riley Manufacturing out of Ontario, Canada. They're the ones that redid the boards and the fencing. So they stripped everything down to the frame and then replaced the boards and the caps with the top cap with a new, with brand new board system, and then replace the fencing as well. And then the surface that you see is Mataflex flooring, which is designed specifically for roller hockey and also for street hockey. It's very durable. We love the color. We love the branding, but it also can handle the expansion and contraction that comes with this product during the hot months, the warm weather, and then the cold months with the freezing weather. So we were really excited to be able to completely redo this rink.
Now, you mentioned how it's going to be able to work with the hot weather, the cold weather. How about with rain? Because obviously one of the big issues here was like draining issues, stuff like that. So how will this new surface handle that?
Yeah, so this surface is designed specifically to be outdoors, so it can handle water. And it can be slippery if it's completely wet or submerged, just like really any surface will be. But when Riley manufacturing came in and were doing the boards, they also came in and made sure that they checked all the, as they were installing everything, they checked to make sure that there was a drainage access. So any standing water that used to be here theoretically should be able to drain without issue. And there is, so there should be no problem, being able to play after a rain.
Now, final question for you. What was it like to be able to do this event, see all the children out on the court playing, enjoying themselves? How does that make you feel?
It was pretty exciting, to be honest. It was a great turnout here with the from the community, a lot of kids, a lot of parents, a lot of people that work in the county, elected officials as well, which we were really excited about. So just to see, the new scoreboard turned on and being used, and everybody out on the rink playing and picking up, some of the kids picking up a stick for the first time was really special. I grew up in Montgomery County. I'm a current Montgomery County resident, so this one's a little extra special for me. But our goal here is to create as many of these facilities as we can in the Washington Capitals market and provide access to the sport of hockey to anyone that shows interest and would like to play. So this is just the first step of many to be able to reach that goal, which is getting everybody the opportunity to play.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your time. Thank you again for all of this. This was a blast. I enjoyed it. I wish my nephew could have been here, but we got a couple sticks for him and a couple balls so he can play with Uncle Mike, and I can get him playing hockey.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.